Woman who complained about being sandwiched between two obese people is told by American Airlines, our passengers come in all shapes and sizes. After she said people who need seatbelt extenders are too fat to fly.
Okay, can I say something? There's something in the language that they use there, because I don't think she...
Which one, her or American Airlines?
Yeah, I don't think she particularly... This is the thing about everybody gets to write it from their own angle, but I don't think she said, they're too fat to fly, right? That sounds rude. I think she called...
But she said, people who need seatbelt extenders are too fat to fly.
Is it in quotes?
Yeah.
All right, so I don't... I feel like whoever wrote that article might have reworded it.
Oh, got
to
it.
To be well, mean, Laura, in me, her le, words.
Let me keep.
Because here's
Sydney Waxman, an Australian American conservative political commentator, documented her struggle for personal space and comfort during the 3-hour flight on Twitter, but was in a rude awakening when American Airlines publicly rebuffed her excessive complaining. And this is what she wrote. So she.
So this is what I'm saying. I think.
What happened to the...
I think they've labeled her so that they can be on... It's like all these articles that get written this day. They choose a side.
Yeah.
And if you want, you use certain language to make this person like a conservative... She's not just a human being.
But look what she said. This is what she put on Twitter.
Okay.
Quote, I am currently, literally, wedge in capital letters, between two obese people on my flight, wrote Watson on October 11th. And then she wrote, this is absolutely not acceptable or okay. If fat people want to be fat, fine. But if it's something else entirely when I'm stuck between you, with your arm rolls on my body for 3 hours, you know. So it's like...
Right, so at no point did she say these people are too fat to fly.
I mean, she's like, if you want to, first of all, she says, if fat people want to be fat, fine, but if it's something else entirely, when I'm stuck between you with your arm rolls on my body,
yeah,
that's kind of messed up.
You mean that she said that?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I think she's okay.
You think it's fine to say
that? I think you should be allowed to say, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, but don't take your rolls out of my body, you know what I mean? Like, just say, like, I'm uncomfortable, you know what I mean?
I feel like she is. That is what she's saying. I feel like even as she's texting, she used the word obese, which is just like, how are you supposed to say it then?
I mean,
I think this person
is, she says, is an Australian American conservative commentator. So I feel like these are people who like to start trouble on Twitter and stuff like that. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
this is what I'm saying. I think they've given you that label so that you feel that way as you've read it, because that's not how I feel. Like, I know who Sydney Watson is.
Oh, you know
I
who she is?
I don't consider her.
You're protecting her.
No. Wait a minute. So you think she's in the wrong here? Because I've known I'm totally surprised that you're taking this angle.
No. I think she's wrong on the way that she expressed her sentiments.
No, but I think you're reading...
I'm reading the article.
I strongly doubt that she was wrong.
I think she's wrong in the way that she communicated her stuff.
I think the way it's being portrayed to you is being wrong. I think you're being led.
But she wrote it on Twitter, on her Twitter.
Yeah, but she wrote... What you just read was a polite thing.
What are you talking about? She said polite?
She doesn't say they're too fat. She's not mean about it.
Yes, it is.
She's saying, I'm having an uncomfortable time.
She puts obese people on my flight.
Right. Okay. How would you word it then so that it would be more polite, so that you wouldn't be lamed?
What?
What's that?
Better than saying fat people.
Yeah, exactly. This is she's chosen language here that's not as offensive, but it's been retwisted to be, oh, how dare
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
and
no,
you're
I get it.
Falling
I get it.
For it, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, no, of
by
course.
Reading.
No, no, I agree with I don't think I agree with I mean, she could have even been nicer about it. You know what I mean? Because knowing it's because obviously there's better ways to say whatever's happening to her, you know? I don't know.
So I think she's thought about it a lot. I think it's being twisted there because I think they've labeled her so that you're already mad. I don't know what the newspaper is.
It's Daily Mail News.
Which is usually, Daily Mail is usually a bit of a shit stir newspaper.
Yeah.
In Britain.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's actually leans to the right often. But they've labeled her as a conservative. They led with that information, which is completely unnecessary in this story. This story should just be woman wedged in between two obese people on flight was uncomfortable. That's what it should be. But instead, they've gone conservative. They've used language to make you go, this person who we don't want. And I don't think, being a liberal myself, but a Canadian or a well-traveled liberal, in America, you only have two sides, and it's really weird. Yeah. I don't think that Sidney Watson is a conservative. Like, she's not a political.
Yeah, I mean,
she talks a lot about social situations, exactly. Stuff like that. So they've done that to twist it, which is the same way that American Airlines has written back to her and gone, you know, a little bit of a how dare you, you know.
Well, American Airlines just said that all passengers come in all different shapes and sizes.
Yes. So right. Read that differently. Read it like this. Well, our passengers come in all different shapes and sizes. Sorry, you were uncomfortable. So yeah, you can say it that way. Because that's how it feels.
My thing is because I have a friend who's actually a comic that I think he's big, but he actually, when he goes, I think when he flies, he goes, I think he buys two seats.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so that's
considerate. And because he knows because he has a bit about when it's very funny when he gets in the plane and he just can see all the people going like, oh, fuck, is he going to sit next to me?
I actually didn't know that you could do that.
Yeah,
because
often,
is there a thing on there when you're buying your seats?
No, you just buy two.
Yeah, but if you have the same name and stuff, doesn't the computer system usually go?
I don't know. That's a thing that we need to figure. I don't know if that's a thing that you can find to see if, like, can
I think you probably have to call the airline to do it, but that's considerate.
Maybe. Of course.
Because if you read that article.
Well, that is true. I mean, and in a way, that should be a thing. Like, if you're like that, because at the end of the day, and then maybe fine, half a price. You know, you don't need to pay for the full two seats, maybe like one and a half or something. So then everybody wins there in terms of like the person who's sitting there is comfortable, and then the person that's not sitting next to you is uncomfortable because it is uncomfortable.
See, you've tried to say that with compassion, but the way that you'll be like,
but you could tell that person is like annoying. Like, by the way, that you don't tweet, I would never tweet that. Like, if I'm sitting next to something, I would never just say, look, I'm sitting next to obese people. I'm like, I don't see the point of putting that out there. You know what I mean? I could, and then if I'm going to say that, I would just send an email to American Airlines or something. Hey, can you do that? Or if you know there's going to be, you know.
Yeah, but I think in this day and age, everybody knows the only way to get something done is by publicly happening. Twitter's more powerful. I mean, I've gotten through to companies on Twitter. You know, because they go, oh, we better deal with this. Whereas if you try to take the email route or the public or the polite, the even more polite route these days, they don't come back to you.
That's true. Yeah. Sometimes you need some. To blast them online because then they actually answer you back. You know, instead of
like when my bags were lost. Yeah. My bags were lost for like 9 days or something a few months ago when I got back from Britain.
Really?
I don't remember how long now, but it was a lot.
And what,
I was,
what airline?
And I was documenting it on my
Twitter.
British Airways to America and then American Airlines.
Is it because your bags were too fat to fly?
it may well have been. I had to work in Vegas at the time, but I remember, you get nothing done. That's right. I got stranded in Austin, then I had to go to Vegas. My bags went somewhere else. My bags got checked like 40 times.
Jeez.
They've been to more places in America than me. And I remember
your bags are American now. Your bags are US citizens.
Oh, that's right. I did a little thing on my on Instagram when my bag finally arrived. I documented it. My bag is here, and I sat them up on a couch and I played that song, I've been everywhere, man. Gave them a little joint. Gave the bag a joint on the thing. But I remember even then, it wasn't until I just went, what the hell? It was BA at the time. Immediately they're like, what can we do?
No, that's true. Sometimes I do agree. Yeah. I think sometimes you do need to that. But
if this lady who is a feminist. That's, you didn't look her up at all, did you? You're just like, she's a conservative fucker.
I didn't say that. She's a lady. I'm just going by
how they've led it. Yeah.
No, by the article. That's it. I'm not talking about like.
Exactly.
She keeps saying
this is the way the world works now, though. If you can shame somebody in the opening sentence of your article, and you already have all the people you want on side.
So to me, it is mean. And she even says, "I don't care if this is mean. My entire body is currently being touched against my wishes. I can't even put the armrest down on either side because there's no fucking room. I'm sick of acting like fatness to this extent is normal. Let me assure you, it is not. If you need a seat belt extender, you are too fat to be on a plane," and she says, she wrote, "buy two seats or don't fly." And also, this is what she looks like. So it's like,
so
also,
she did write that?
Yes. So it's like, also know you're who you, I mean, like, this comes across like somebody like this and saying that is like, come on, what are you doing? Like, just because you cannot, you know, some people might not be able to control their weights and stuff like that. So you cannot just fucking say like, sorry, if you're, you know, like, it's very like obnoxious, you know, like.
Okay, well, I'm curious.
I'm in the middle because there should be space for you to sit down.
No, and that's what I mean. There should be like the thing is like I'm disagreeing with her way of saying stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with like, hey, you should have space. If I'm buying a seat, I should be able to be comfortable.
I agree with that too.
On a seat. So but don't say, "Hey, like, I don't care if you're too," you know, like, it's like, come on. It's like
she didn't say it to him personally, did she?
No, she's wrote that in Twitter.
Okay.
She tweeted it out to her followers.
What I'm reading online is like there was a lot of middle seats blocked out during the pandemic, which was pretty awesome for people. But if you're a traveler who has like a guitar,
yeah,
or like they're saying most airlines are pretty accommodating to people that need an extra seat for themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know.
No, I think I think it's both things. Because also it's like, you know, if each one of us are buying a seat on a plane, yes, we know what we're getting. It's not gonna be first class, but at least we wanna be comfortable where I'm not like stuck like this too, you know. And also for the other person, if you're bigger, then also for you, I think you are gonna be more comfortable, like mentally and physically, because because I know they also probably feel bad. I mean, I'm 100% like, if you're a big person that you're sitting next to somebody and like, you probably feel bad too. So it's like, so then the airlines should also be like, hey, yeah, you should be able, you need to have two seats and stuff like that. But then it comes to like, but then it's another weird thing because then people are going to be like, now you have to show your weight.
Right, exactly.
Imagine now you go to the issue, like when you're checking your bag and it's like, all right, get on the scale.
Yeah. I mean, these are the real issues.
You got to buy extra seat for you.
These are the real issues. Because, see, I question all of this because I feel like they're putting words in her mouth here. So I do feel...
I'm just reading her tweets. Yeah, that's all.
No, but they're not her tweets.
Those are her tweets,
no,
man.
No, you're reading quotes that
that's what she wrote.
This article has
no,
put
you're not
you
reading it.
You don't know if these are tweets or not.
It says right there.
This could be from anything.
No, she wrote it. Go to her tweets. Go to the girl.
Yeah, we'd have to go to her tweets.
She wrote that. Why wrote she that?
Because they might be from a blog. They might be from a different thing. This might not be.
But she put it out.
Yeah, but this might be her defense of the issue afterwards, after she's bombarded.
Yeah.
Well, because the only tweet that you can see, like tweets.
Or did she write that on her dating profile?
Yeah, what if she wrote it on her biog? See, you're making a lot of assumptions here.
But my point is that she's still
a bad guy in this.
But she still wrote it. She still wrote it.
She might have wrote it in her defense.
It doesn't matter. Even her defense.
That does matter. If she got attacked online by hundreds of thousands of people calling her fatphobic, I would...
So she says, got an answer like that? You're fat. Nah, they don't...
No, she didn't go, you're fat.
Yeah, she said right there.
Okay, well, okay. The real issue here is...
Hey, give me my phone.
If you don't want to find out the truth of what she said...
But give me that.
Because there's one tweet here. That you can know is the truth. Her saying it's not acceptable. She's wedged in between two obese people on her flight. The other things, you don't know the context of this, and they are not guaranteed to be tweets. The one funny tweet down there is somebody who's written in response to American Airlines that says that after American Airlines said, are people coming all shapes and sizes. Somebody's responded, well, why are your seats only for medium-sized people? Mm. Which I think is a very good... Because American Airlines are seriously, they're being dicks by making such a blunt response to somebody who's uncomfortable. Now, sure, if the language is as evil as it's being perceived, then yeah, maybe she could tone down her language. But it's an uncomfortable person on a flight who I think is correct. That she's bought a seat and she's ended up with a third of the
seat. No, and that's what
I'm
saying. I think we all agree that it's like, no, if you're buying a seat and you're going to be crazy uncomfortable, because nobody's perfect comfortable on a plane, no matter what. You know, you're still, there's going to be, and it's not going to be perfect. But you should not also be like, and also that also goes with like, because it has happened to me where like, if somebody stinks,
right,
like if somebody has like horrible BO and they're sitting next to me, yeah, you're gonna have to move me a seat because there's no way I'm gonna, you know. And that's another thing too. Like if you stink,
yeah,
like to the excess where it's like you can't get on the plane. I think that's another. I mean, because it's a.
Yeah,
and that's another one too. It's like,
well,
so
this, okay, yeah. So let's go to.
But I'm not gonna be like, "Hey, you disgusting stinky guy."
Have you never done that? I have definitely tweeted out if I have.
No, I would.
There was a guy.
I would try to write it better. That's my point. I would tweet it out, but not. I would not trying to be so. So like.
You think it's been? Yeah, I mean,
I think her.
I mean, I hope.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that it was, but the things that you're quoting, I'm not convinced are quotes from her.
Why would they write it?
I think it's very misleading.
All right.
In order for them to get away. But I agree. I think you should have to buy another seat. I don't feel that.
So you think people should then be waited, like when they're checking their bags?
No, I think that's terrible. Imagine if we were all just given, all right, you have a 240-pound allowance.
Like, remember when you put the bag and then you have to wait?
No,
like,
but okay. But did you read the article further? Because they were brother and sister. So the two obese people. And sorry if you feel that's an impolite word. But
no,
the two
obese is fine.
Well, okay. Well, then that's all she said.
But she said rolls.
No, the way you've read it is
she mentioned rolls.
Wait, there were two obese people.
Yeah, there were two. She was sandwiched in between.
In between. Okay.
She was
and there were
between.
Brother and sister.
Shit. That sucks.
It sucks.
Let them sit next to
each
other.
So why can't we be compassionate to the person who sucks?
Why don't they get to
instead
sit
of
next
getting
to
mad
each other?
That she was like, "This sucks. I'm wedged in between two obese people," and it gets repeated by you, like, "I'm wedged in between two obese people." It's not the way it's said at all.
No.
She's trying to say they're
overweight.
Well,
she put obese like in caps, in all caps.
Okay.
I mean, when you put in all caps, there's a tone there. They're like, obese, you know, like instead of saying like.
I guess I'm just too tolerant for language. I think that.
So they were brother and sister?
They were brother and sister.
Okay.
Well,
also, so, like, yeah, for them, they should have just bought the three seats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because knowing that they're going to like. And they're both comfortable, and then nobody sits there. You know what I mean?
They split the price of the ticket.
Yeah.
And they split the ticket, you know, whatever.
That's what I think. They should have compassion to do that. But also, some people suggest that the person in the middle should get a free upgrade to first class or whatever.
Yeah, but what happened if there's no... I feel like,
because then it's really... Because then it's against the people who are overweight.
Of course,
it's
like, why?
So I think maybe if we're in a society that really wants to respect... the fact that you can't control your weight and we need to look out for it. Maybe they should get a discounted upgrade. Maybe if you are overweight, you know, because you're not necessarily in the higher income bracket, but if you are overweight, maybe American Airlines could acknowledge that sometimes you'll need a discount in order to fly comfortably.
Because
our passengers come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
So if they can make those kind of measures that would help them.
There's gotta be like a thing of like, hey, you know, I mean, it's very hard because it's like obviously you cannot ask people their weight, but if it comes to that, then you'd be like, yeah, well, you know, either and also, hey, if you're but that's another thing to a person. It's like it's the same thing. Like if a person that's really tall, like those basketball players, like they know they're like, oh no, I gotta get the emergency seat. Because I need to stretch my legs. So it's like, and they know that, you know, so if you need to pay a little more, do that. You know what I mean? So it's like, you got to also know as a person that like, you know, like You know, because also, hey, you're not flying by yourself. You know what I mean? Like, this is not your private plane. So it's like you also have to, like, make adjustments to stuff like, because yeah, I think we all have to, like, I think when things like this happens is when people, they become, they, which happens a lot now, where people think it's like everything revolves around them. It's kind of like, no, it's like you're flying on a public, basically in a 270 passenger seat. You gotta know, like, yeah, sometimes you're gonna have a baby crying. Sometimes you're gonna have, like, it's gonna be a little uncomfortable in some situations. It's not gonna be perfect. You know what I mean? So it's like, know that too. You know, so it's like this girl, like, I mean, like, she, like, but also, like, the same thing of these other people. If you're somebody that's, like, bigger, whatever, you know that too. Like, so you're, like, you're not, so you're comfortable. You're not making the other person uncomfortable, but you cannot just expect to, like, oh, yeah, who cares about the other person that's sitting in the middle and they're just getting slammed
between.
And
I think this happens a lot because when this story came out, I started to look back on times that I've always been curious, like, why have, because if I book late or whatever, if I pick up a last minute gig, I'll often end up in a middle seat.
In a middle seat,
we have to accept that.
Yeah.
You know, in order, but when I am on, I'm like, why am I next to two huge people?
Yeah.
You know, even if they're not obese or but tall or whatever. And now I know that's why, because they're always traveling together, and I never questioned that. Like, oh,
wait. You're saying that just.
No, I'm saying that often people are traveling together.
Wow. So you're saying that just obese people...
No, that's
just...
where you're going with this. No. But that's not where
you're saying. You're like, they travel together, like just obese people travel together, even if they don't know each other.
Or even if they're big men.
Yeah.
I've been in between. I know this now that I look back on these situations.
But you're pretty tall.
Yeah, I'm really tall. I'm uncomfortable looking when I'm coming down and two big dudes are there and they know that there's somebody in the middle seat. And now I've known because they book these in advance. Yeah. So they've gone, somebody will be wedged in. But when they see...
But they don't know each other.
No, I think often they do. Now I'm looking back on this because I've always gone, why am I in between like two matching guys? Like these guys are obviously off to a hunting retreat.
I'm
with two guys who are clearly friends and they do like acknowledge each other. And then I end up in the middle and I'm like, this can't have happened just by chance. And I now know because one time I was wedged in between a husband and a wife.
Yeah.
And I remember asking, I'm sitting in the middle seat and I'm like, because they started talking over me.
And then what did you say?
I was like, do you guys want to sit next to each other? And they didn't. They didn't want to move.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, I like the window. She likes the aisle seat. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I got to sit here for this
But I would have told him, like, then I would have been like, then both of you, shut up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, either, like, you cannot, you know. Like,
and then you'd be shamed.
No, well, at that,
this is the
situation
we're in.
Well, but I'm not going to put it on Twitter. You know what I mean? But my thing is, like, I would have been like, that's disrespectful. It's like, fine, you want to sit here, you want to sit there, but then you can't just be pretend that I'm not here. You got to give me some privacy, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I do. I would put these things on Twitter, and I would say that I'm uncomfortable. If I'm in an uncomfortable situation, I always share that.
Well,
but often
also,
it's because I'm a tall dude.
But also, Americans should know, too. Like, I think, I mean, I don't know if there's a way to know, like, ahead of time, like, to move passengers or something to be like...
Well, that's just it. It would be down to the passengers to... Wouldn't it?
It's just tough to, like, you know, I think the way...
It's hard to get, because we don't live in a society where
we're
asking for that information is polite.
Yeah.
People's weight and women's ages. You're not allowed ask.
Yeah.
Or it's impolite. But can I say...
Maybe that's a thing to do now, just to prevent anything, because it's kind of like... I mean, and also you don't have to, like, ask your weight, but you could be like, maybe, like, are you over a certain weight? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then, you know, because maybe that's a thing that they should do. Like, hey, if you're over 300 pounds, you need to buy two seats.
This is where you choose. Yeah, well, this is where we get
and you're
into
not,
trouble.
But then the person's like, because our seats are not, you know, and they understand that.
Yeah.
So maybe, but they're maybe like, it's not so expensive, but maybe it's a little more expensive.
Well, this is obese people would be, they would feel so discriminated against.
Yeah, exactly.
This
is like, where
well,
we get
I'm
into
not
going
to pay extra.
To discriminate it?
Yeah, I like the person that said, well, how come all of your seats are just medium size?
Exactly. Somebody made that a good
There should be bigger seats. There should be, like, not first class, but there should be bigger seats for bigger people so they don't have to pay for two seats, because that's
no, they would have to pay a little more if they're bigger.
They might, yeah.
So that's the thing. It's like, that's the main thing. It's like, it's not like you're just gonna have to pay a little more. It's like, yeah, you're gonna have a bigger seat, but it's gonna be more.
Yeah,
you know. But it's all about the planes too. It's like, you know, like either like go the planes need to be.
But are
bigger
you saying
now.
That this should be done in the lounge? If there's a
no, before you buy no
lounge,
before you even buy even like when you purchase when you're buying your tickets online, you know,
then you have to admit it
and you have to choose the options of like, you know, your address, all this stuff, how whatever. And then maybe they ask you, like, are you over 300 pounds? And you have to put yes or no. You don't have to put your weight, but you have to put yes.
Right. There's just a cutoff.
A cutoff. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, this is like you can choose from this seat or buy two seats or something like that. You know what I mean? Maybe that's a thing.
Right. Because then, yeah, because this is a hard thing. This is a hard thing to talk about.
Of course.
Obviously, we're already going to offend people for discussing this, but it's a real
no, no, I mean,
issue.
We're not offending. We're discussing the thing. But I think it's just, I mean, I think
because
I feel like it'll be better for everybody because they all feel better. Everybody's going to, like the person who's bigger is going to be more comfortable. He's know they're not bothering anybody. You know, the other person, you know, they're sitting, you know, you're not sitting next to somebody that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, maybe that's, I'm just saying that, I'm just trying to throw ideas out there of like how it could be resolved better. So then everybody's kind of like, you know, because again,
but you shouldn't just be able to do the strategy of you buy the aisle, I'll buy the window, and whoever is in the middle, screw them because
No, I'm saying, well, it's like my friend. I'm just going from my buddy, like my friend. He buys two seats.
Right. Yeah.
He knows, so he's like, no, I know that I'm big, so I'm not gonna. I want to be comfortable. I also don't want to make nobody else uncomfortable. So he just buys two seats. So he's very cool about that. You know what I mean? And that's it.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, I think it's just being considerate. Because also, like, if you're like, yeah, a big person, and then I don't care, I want to still save. I mean, it's like, well, then, I mean, can't have both. That's where I go, like, you can have your cake and eat it too. You know, like, either, like, fine. If you want to be big, fine. But, like, that means that you're going to have to buy two seats.
So you're on her side. You're just angry at the language that you've been told was used.
No, she used it. She used it. She used it. Yes, she did.
But could you imagine being a stinky person? Like,
oh no, that's well. I did change. I did. I was on a flight one time, and there was a guy. I think he was next to me, but like, I'm tolerable. This guy, I mean, smelled like balls and ass. It was just a combination of like where and like. I was like, I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, I need to move.
Like, could you imagine a stinky person being like, I'm going to pay for the extra seat rather than just fucking cleaning your ass?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, no, but that's where the extra
shower.
Seats, no, that's where the extra seats doesn't work. You cannot have a extra seat for a stinky person.
No, that's the whole like, plane is going to
smell
that.
The whole plane stinks. I mean, that one, to me,
it's like when somebody farts in the plane. And
to
you're
me,
like,
that's like,
you try to find the source of the fart. It can be hard. You're like, oh, that's three rows away. I think it's diluted enough.
Now, to me, like, that, like stink, it's like being like, if you're like, drunk, intoxicated. Like, when you're like really drunk, they don't allow you to even get on the plane.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's like, if you're like really stink, you can't get out. You can't get in. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I was like, sorry, you just.
It's the last. We're allowed to discriminate
and I'm talking
against
about,
stinky people.
But I'm talking about extreme. I'm talking about extreme, where it's like, it's just not like, you know, like whatever, but like, you know.
It'll never fly.
I know that's another thing too. Like, how are you going to have a dog, like a one of those like drug
I know,
smelling dogs and be like,
really makes
you know, sense. Like, to, I don't know, it's hard.
I know, I want more rules. So, because my thing is clothing. I think.
What do you mean?
I think you should have to wear, like, people who wear tank tops and shorts on
the
plane.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
which, by the way, that's a very,
and you
like,
can you can be obese, you can be skinny. I don't give a shit what you are. Fucking put a long shirt on and pants.
Mm.
Stop rubbing your legs and your arms against me.
Well, that's a very, I notice, like,
I don't like that.
Yeah. I notice we travel, I mean, I travel a lot. I notice most of the people that are like older, like white guys that wear the shorts with the sandals.
Shorts, sandals, tank tops.
Like, it's like, why? It's like, and it's like, I only get it if like, okay, you're going to Hawaii, you're going to Cancun, you're going, okay, the final destination from that flight, yeah. Okay, I kind of get it, but not like, but I agree with you. It's like, yeah. Some people's like, it's like, come on, put some, there's, well, before flying was a very, like, remember, people would actually wear, like, suits and tie, you know?
Totally, and they still do everywhere else in the world, too. Only Americans have really taken to, like, yeah. It's like they're just so liberal about their flights. And I just see them, like, yeah, like you said, sandals. You're not going to see people, unless maybe it's a third world country.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the most part, you're not going to see
I don't like it at all. Sandals. I think it's like, yeah, no. I feel like so, it's fine to be comfortable. Like, fine, you want to wear some cool sweatpants and a hoodie, you know, to be kind of comfortable. But yeah, also some people are fucking coming in their fucking pajamas. It's like literally rolled in into like, oh, you didn't even, you just literally woke up and got into the Uber. It's like, okay, you didn't even go to the bathroom and change, even brush your teeth.
I wanted to say this because I have tweeted about this before because I was, one of my middle seat experiences, I was wedged against two people who had very little clothing on, and both men. They were both men. Complaint might be different if it was women, but it's not. I'll get to that point anyway. But
I mean, they have like clothes. What do they have?
Tank top.
Yeah.
Shorts.
Like, and then it's a tank top that they're short. That like in like
it was,
you know,
a
that
lot.
That comes out. That like they're not even tight. So
yeah,
the pec comes out.
If I it was too much. And regardless of their body size, there was a bit of rubbing and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
like, yeah. It was creeping me out. So I feel like there should be a clothing. And I was tweeting all during that. American Airlines never responded to me and went, well, our passengers come with all different types of clothing styles or anything like that. But that grosses me out. And I did say to, one time I was traveling with a couple comics, and, you know, but comics would go for anything. You know, we fish for anything.
Yeah.
Like, you just tried to make me sound like the bad guy for saying that I was in between people who clearly know each other now that I look back. And that was their strategy. And it is often a strategy.
I didn't make you look bad. I didn't think it was bad.
You tried to go, oh, you're saying all obese people hang out together. And I was like, no.
I thought you were saying, like, that's what I thought you said.
But I did mention the clothing thing once. And, that couple that I sat in between, that drives me like that.
Yeah,
and then I started thinking, and then I read that story about that Sydney lady, what she went through. And I'm like, this is a thing that they're all able to do, couples, no matter what the reasons. There's a whole...
No, I'm saying it's fine, but don't be talking.
But the clothing thing, I'm traveling with other comedians, I thought it was going to be a conversation, but what I said was, because there were some women that got on our plane, and they had very little, they had little hot pants and a little skimpy shirt, and what I said was, don't they find it gross? Like, don't they, why are people that wear little clothes coming onto these planes and sitting comfortably? I'm like, oh, like.
Yeah. How grody those planes are? That shit's so nasty.
What's that, bud?
Yeah, those grody planes. Like, you're just
laying. Yeah. So these women came on. They're in these skimpy outfits, right? And they were attractive women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with comedians. And I did say, I don't know how they can do it either. We were talking about the clothing issue. I was like, I don't know how they can do it. And of course, the guys were like, oh, yeah, Jay, you want women to wear more clothes? Oh, look at you. Like, and I was like, that's not what I'm saying.
No, I get it.
I'm trying to empathize with, like, how can they get on a gross plane in their hot pants and stuff? And I'm like, whatever your reasons are for dressing sexy, on a flight might not be the time.
Well, and that's the thing too, because now there was like, there's no, I mean, I guess there was a dress code before. I don't know if there was one or.
But there used to be?
I don't know. I mean.
I bet you there probably was.
There probably was.
There's probably a dress code back when smoking was allowed.
Of course. Yeah.
You probably had to wear nice clothes, but there's people are just puffing away. Everybody's sharing.
Yeah, which is also like that's so funny, like having like the smoking. Did you ever travel when there was a smoking?
Yeah, I think
my first time that I got on a plane and they had the smoking section. Back, like, I'm like, how do, like, you think, like, the smoke isn't going to come out to the front?
Yeah, and also, because there was, of course, that transition period, because it didn't happen until the early 2000s, everywhere.
No, oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, because I remember being on a plane that had smoking when, probably in a different country, when in Britain they had outlawed it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's when I was like, wow, the smell is everywhere. Yeah. You really start to notice.
Well, it's kind of like smoking, like, remember when smoking in clubs? Remember, like,
yeah.
Like, I remember.
Because in Spain,
they're still doing
I've
it?
Done shows in Spain, yeah, like recently where there's, where you can still smoke.
Because I do remember, like,
on the stage.
You every time
and
you
I
come
almost
out,
have to do it out of romance. Of,
yeah.
Of being the I almost do. I'm I gotta have,
But it just, it make your clothes just stank, man. Like, remember every time, every time I would go out and then come back and my mom be like, were you smoking? I was like, no, it's a club. Everybody smokes inside and like you're stuck in there. And then it's just like, so I mean, I think if people want to smoke, fine. But yeah, I think now that, hey, have another room where people smoke or then, and then also, yeah, I mean, like in a plane or stuff like that. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. You cannot, if you cannot hold it for like, whatever reasons, and yeah, you should not be able to fly.
But farts travel with more. Now when somebody farts in a bar where you can't, where you're not smoking, that's you just gotta try farts. To remember who left the room 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't mind a fart in a plane. I mean, because at least that definitely will go away. But the BO will stay there.
Yeah.
You know, like if somebody stinks.
It's
that's
terrible.
For the whole that's flight, terrible. Man. No, yeah. I remember at one time I was like, I think they switched, either they switched me or they switched the guy. But I did tell the flight attendant, I was like, I can't, this guy just, I mean, it's just too much.
Right.
It was like, because I was like, this is just unbearable. You know what I mean? Where like you couldn't even breathe.
Right.
So I was like, I'm sorry, you gotta. And so I think either they switched them or I got switched on or like something happened where I was like,
yeah.
I was like, no. I mean,
pull out your mask and use it for a very different reason.
And this is actually, what do you prefer? Let's talk about, you know, gamifying. Like, I actually prefer sitting in between two bigger people than that they don't stink. And I'm going to be uncomfortable, but at least than having like a seat in between with another person who stinks.
Yes. So what you're trying to decide is being overweight.
No, I'm just
which
saying my
worse.
Choice.
No,
my,
I get what you're saying. No, which is worse, being overweight or being
for
smelly?
For you, I would prefer to do that a million times to sit
no,
in between.
I agree
people.
With you. Yeah, I'd rather.
Like, I mean, to me,
I have
something
well, because
like.
I'm not overweight, so I can stand
well
sit straight. And a couple of flights this past week, my head was over the headrest. I was literally putting my head back like straight. But yeah, so I think I'm with you. I smelling is
to me
the
that's
worst.
It's worse.
And I did.
Worse.
There was a smell in my. In one of my flights recently, and I was thankful that I had a mask in my and I put the mask on, and I was like, "Oh, new use! There's a new use for the mask, because it's just the shared air,
and
somebody cranking one out."
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I think we're always, as well as going back at the end of the day, it's like, "Hey, you know, we always have to." I think I think there's exaggerations where, like, okay, man, this is uncalled for. You gotta say, but then. Most of the times, we gotta just be like, okay, this is what it is by flying. I'm flying Southwest, or I'm flying whatever.
Yeah.
You know, this is what it is. You know,
I'm
I mean?
ready for bit of hardship.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like, this is gonna be. It's not gonna be perfect. I think.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. If you go into that situation, unless you're paying first class, you know, then that's a different story because you are paying for that comfort.
Yeah.
But if you're not, then you know, just know that hey, it ain't gonna be perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You might have to, there might be a bit. I saw actually the other day this, I saw this, I was reading another article, which I don't know what you think about this. This, I guess this lady, it's a mom who had a newborn baby. And I guess they were going from like Seoul to LA, you know, like a 14 or 18 hour flight.
Yeah.
You know, and she, so she gave everybody in the flight little little candies and little things and little like gummies or whatever, and then a card that says, "Hi, whatever the baby name was. I was just born. I'm 3 months old. You know, it's my first time flying. So I know. So I might be able. So I might cry. I'm sorry, but here's something that and oh
that's
the lady
interesting.
And the lady gave like
earplugs
for people. You know, so it was like a little goodie bag for the whole plane or you know or for like people that were mostly around them.
Right.
So that was pretty cool. I think that's
cool. I mean, it probably has a hit and miss ratio. There's probably some people who are like, oh, that's sweet. And then there's other people who are like, ah, fuck.
Well, but even then, you're like, well, that's cool.
She's trying.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, I think that's a cool thing.
I know. Because most parents with their crying babies are just already dead behind the eyes.
So, what about
going, I just got to get through this shit. Oh.
So, what about, like, doing that if you're like a stinky person or a obese person? You give a car and be like, hey, I'm sorry.
Well, Francisco, these are suggestions, but this is the society we live in. You're not allowed to do that.
Imagine if like you get like a little car, it's like, hey, I'm sorry, I know I stink, I know I smell like balls, yeah. But here's some what's that thing that makes you that takes away your smell?
Smelling salts smelling salts gives it back.
Yeah, so. Or something. Ah,
is that chloroform?
Chloroform. Here's a thing so you can pass down.
We've handed out some chloroform so you can all knock yourselves out while this baby screams all the way destination.
No, well, this is about if you're like a person that stinks.
Yeah.
It's like, I know I stink, but if you smell this chloroform, you're not.
Yeah, I wonder, you know what? This is something we could probably look up, but I think people have been kicked off or refused entry for stinking.
And
I feel like there was one that happened during the pandemic as well.
Recently. I mean, I think that should, because that's like somebody that's like intoxicated, like with alcohol, like they can't get in the
pub. I always worry about the intoxication thing because sometimes on long flights, I like to drink, and it all depends on the stewardess you get. Well, like we already said, I'm a big guy,
You're an alcoholic.
I'm a polite drinker, though.
A polite alcoholic.
I'm not going to get drunk and abusive.
Are you like Nicolas Cage?
He's always on the
offense. I think he's like Nicolas Cage Las Vegas, just saying. Yes. Like where he's like, he's like he needs the drink to be like, hey, what's up? Hi, how are you? I'll sit between you guys.
Yeah, I'm a drinking extrovert.
Yeah?
So
you're an alcoholic.
No, where I was going with this is that it depends on the stewardess, or steward that's plying you drinks. Because some stewardesses and stewards, they'll give you one drink, and then when you ask for another one, like 30 minutes later, they're like, "I think you've had enough."
Oh,
and you're like, "No, it's fine." Don't say I think you've had enough until maybe I'm running through the aisleway naked.
But if somebody tells you, like, I don't think you had enough, it's probably because you did, right?
No, it's often
after,
not.
So it's after one drink they'll tell you that?
It's often not, yeah. How do you know somebody's had too much unless they're slurring their speech and being offensive?
I mean, if I'm the flight attendant, you're not even showing it, but if I already gave you four little bottles.
So you'd go four. Four's
yeah,
good.
Four's that's a lot. That's like, all right, I think you're like, if you want more, then you got problems.
Four's pretty good.
You know what I mean? Like, four is a lot. Like, little bottles, that means like, okay. And also it's like, by the way, this flight is an hour. You fucking... and you wanted four bottles? We're going to Vegas from Burbank, man.
How about that ratio? How about two bottles an hour?
Two bottles an hour?
Yeah. Well,
that's very alcoholic.
Is that, you think that's too much?
I mean, yeah, if you're going to like a 10-hour flight, 20 bottles, why are you drinking 20 bottles?
You're not going to get to 20 on a 10-hour flight.
I mean, you're saying 2 hours a bottle.
Yes, I am. I do think that's an allowance, but you won't get that. You wouldn't get to that.
But even then, I'd be like, all right, you already had enough.
How about once you start singing 99 bottles on the
exactly.
wall, then you're done.
Exactly. You need different rules.
So have you gotten like really drunk on a flight?
Yeah, of course. But not like, but really drunk to you. See, this is why everybody's got a different idea. Really, really drunk on a flight to me is crying watching a Ricky Lake film or something. That's
a reference.
That's an actual deep cut. That actually happened many years ago. I don't even remember the name
of
the film.
But
Ricky Lake was in the movie I was watching, and I was about four vodkas deep, and I was just there going, I hope she finds love. No, that's all I'm like. I'm tucked away in a window seat having my vodkas on a marathon flight to Sydney or something. And I'm like, I'm not bothering anybody.
Well, that's another thing too. That's the thing, because you're if you get drunk, you don't get, because people.
Yeah, I'm not an abusive.
Because people, like, some people get drunk, they get aggressive. So that's the thing. It's like, you also, you know, they get aggressive or this stuff. So it's like, you're not that. So it's fine.
Exactly. So you have no way of.
But you know, how do you know? How do you know? Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's why the person needs to stop you, even. Because they don't know that you're like.
This is my point. This is why some stewards and stewardesses are like, you know, they'll let you keep drinking because they can see that you're just minding your own business.
Exactly.
Watching shitty films.
Yeah.
And waiting to get to the end of this 4-hour flight or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And they don't cut you off.
Yeah, yeah.
But then others, when it's like you're only 45 minutes into the flight, you ask for a second drink and they're like,
I remember.
You're going to be fucking kidding me.
I actually remember one time a flight attendant one time, like, gave me this, like a very, like, weird, almost kind of like semi-racist comment. I don't know, comment where, like, where I was like, I was asking for, like, I was in, they bumped me to first class. I was there and I was like,
yeah.
And I think I asked for like a, something, you know, and then she's like, and then the lady, she was like an older, like a white lady. She's like, oh yeah. She's like, it's like, okay, I'll get it to you. It's like, and then, but she said something like, wow, you got that like that machismo trying to tell me what to do thing. Like, she said something like that, and
oh,
I'm like,
no.
And I'm, you're like, what? Danger. And I'm like, what do you, like, she said something, I'm like, oh, cause you're Latin, like, you're like if I was telling her, like, literally, like, hey, where's my dinner? You know, kind of like that. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, what the, I didn't say anything, but I remember going like, are you okay?
That, yeah. So
I could have tweeted that.
I'm with you on that one. So that has happened a couple times.
Oh,
where
really?
You're just like, where you get something.
Because
like,
I just
language
asked,
back here, and you're like, whoa, I did not.
Yeah.
I was being played. And then you're like, okay, I better just sit here now. I'm like, holy shit.
So that's the thing where, like, I feel like being a flight attendant, where, like, because especially when you're in first class, you're like, hey, yeah, if you want another drink or you want another coffee or whatever, you know, you should ask. But, like, I feel like sometimes they get annoyed because they're getting treated more like a waiter or waitress than like a, but it's like, that's kind of what you're doing in a little bit. So it's kind of like, you shouldn't be mad that somebody's asking you for, especially in during first class, you know, because it's like, so I don't.
Sometimes they've had a hard day themselves.
Yeah, no.
And they're like, not going to.
Yeah, yeah. But that's another thing too. Hey, you cannot bring, as we know, as comics, well, you don't bring your, whatever happened to you to stage.
Yeah.
It's like same thing. If you have a bad day, don't do it. Just be like, I can't fly today or whatever. You know, it's like, don't. That's the other thing too. It's like, if you are in a bad mood, just know that. And then, you know, don't express it. Or if you are going to, then don't even do the job.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, especially if it's a service thing, like, especially like a flight attendant or like a waiter or something. It's like, that's basically what you do. You attend people, you know, like, they're asking you for stuff and you bring them.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the job, you know? So it's like, if you're going to get pissed that somebody asks you for water, you know, then.
Yeah. Well, like, I doubt they'd get pissed at water, but it's just, if you want to drink.
No, well, whatever. Just
everybody's
like,
got their own.
Yeah. But if,
gauges.
Yeah.
I've had too many edibles once upon a time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember feeling that I was on a window seat, and I'm comfortable with edibles, but I remember a wave hitting me, and it was a long flight. It was a cross the ocean flight. I think it was going to Europe.
Okay.
THC or psilocybin?
And what's that?
THC or psilocybin?
THC.
Okay.
What's the other one?
Mushrooms.
Mushroom.
Oh, no, yeah. I think that's even worse, doing mushrooms on a plane.
But I had a bag of gummies, but I knew the 20 gummies that were the THC ones, and there was other gummies that I'm munching on too. But
wait, about like an normal, hour. Wait, normal gummies?
Yeah, like normal. I had a bag, basically a bag of like 100 gummies. Most of them.
100 gummies? Like, what? Where'd you go?
Just any candy shop, man, that has gummies?
Like,
why is the, I mean, things that, hey, blow, hey, his, hey, mind?
Can,
I just,
you, can you put the camera on me? It's like, this is JJ, like, I don't have a problem. Look, I just want 4 drinks per hour, and I got a full brown bag of 100 gummies. I don't know if they got THC. I don't know if they got mushrooms. Hey, I'm just a normal guy. Wow.
Really framing it terribly.
I mean, 100, a bag of brown bag of 100 gummies?
Yeah, you haven't fully listened to me, but like 100 gummies, and then you know inside that bag of the gummies, you know which ones are the THC ones. So you have like 10 THC.
Oh,
right?
You mean,
so,
I got it. Okay, sorry,
there
you mean to sneak it in.
Yeah, in order to. Yeah.
Oh, got it.
You can
it,
also snack on the non ones.
Got it. I thought you were. You know? Okay, got it. It's just sneaking in.
So, yeah, so you've got like.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, just. And I started just eating heavily on the flight, thinking everything's, you know.
But okay. You didn't know you were eating the weed ones?
Well, I think I was taking liberties with them and maybe going, oh, that's fine. I'll have another one.
So then what happened?
And then about 2.5 hours into the flight, it hit me really hard. And I was like, oh, this is harder than usual. And I was just there against the window and I was literally I was doing that thing of like, if you've had too much to drink or if you've had too many edibles or, you know, or whiting out, basically having too much of a split. I was going, oh my God, am I going to have to get up and tell people now? Am I going to have to say to the people next door, like, I'm tripping balls and I got to get up and go to the toilet. And it was an intense, I don't know, probably about 45 minutes
to an
hour.
You know what's funny is like,
until eventually
it went down.
I got it back down.
And, yeah.
Okay, I'm
but
fine.
You know what's
back to
funny,
my Ricky Lake movie.
But you know what's funny? I think when we get into those high things of like, we're like in our minds we're going like, oh man, I gotta stay cool, I gotta stay quiet. Because I'm pretty sure like everybody's looking at you like, look at this
I know. I think I'm being subtle.
Yeah, like, you're subtle and you're like,
dude's like on the roof.
I gotta keep it together.
Nobody can tell. Nobody knows.
Yeah. What were you going through? What were you going through?
Yeah, what were you thinking? Like you couldn't breathe or like it's a little too tight because you're on the plane?
No, just it was coming on a little too powerful, so you feel like you might you know.
Because that happened to me, like, I think I had, like, a gummy or something before I was flying on a red eye, whatever, but, like, and then I didn't get, like, too high or anything, but, like, I went and bought, like, a big bag of Cheetos or something or, like, or Puff Cheetos, and then I was, like, just eating them, like, while waiting by the, in the gate, just eating them and just, like, you know, and then I just realized I had, like, a revelation of, like, oh, fuck, I think people are looking at me. Because I was just like, but I could just imagine just seeing people going like, look at this fucking high guy just eating a huge bag of Cheetos without stopping, you know?
They all know. Yeah, cheese all over your face.
But in my mind, I'm going like, no, I'm cool. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. It's like, no. It's like, everybody knows. It's like that TikTok. Everybody knows.
I don't know what that is, but...
It's like one TikTok thing, but...
Right.
But yeah, that's funny. All right, I think we're.
I think we did about an hour on the thing that we thought would take 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's good. But it was all about. I think the first time we actually just stayed about the topic flying.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Like right. Yeah.
Like
I guess
really just
technically
talk about
because we didn't even do like
but
this is our
did.
First episode back.
Yeah,
it's our first episode back.
But that
we
was
haven't
fun.
Really caught up with each other of like how.
But I
how,
think, but I like that.
Everything.
But that was fun because I feel like it's cool to. To talk about this story
this
because
issue.
It's like this issue because it's like we're talking about like we're very sports guys too. We love like debate, you know, like we all, if you don't know about there's debates now shows on ESPN about like PTI or First Take and stuff like that where they basically discuss in the world of so this is kind of like our version of like
totally.
but about like a story that happened and then we discuss about it. We give our opinions. You have a different opinion. I have a different opinion.
Yeah.
And then we love to hear your opinion. Who think? Because I don't think it's about being right or wrong. It's about finding what's the best solution.
Exactly.
I guess.
We would like to, especially for this topic, it deserves a discussion.
A discussion for
and
sure.
And I like that.
I would love to hear.
And I didn't realize that the language was going to be apparent in our discussion because that's actually one of my biggest things, bugbears, is when these journalists or whatever this day and age they lead with a thing that makes you feel away.
Of course.
Because they do this a lot at the Edinburgh Festival and in Britain. Like it'll be like think of how offended you'd be if it was like. If it said something like arrogant comedian Francisco Ramos has, and you'd be like,
wait, why'd you? I thought you're gonna be like Latino comedian, but why'd you say arrogant?
No, because
like that. That means
are because you, Latino comedian.
Are, no. are you? Do you think
are
American?
Are you following what I'm saying?
No, no. Do you think American?
No,
JJ. I think that
no,
was like.
No, I'm saying that's
like
how
a little like. No, no. He's like arrogant Francisco who thinks he's better than me.
No, no. That's what I'm. Just
no,
okay.
I'm joking,
maybe
I'm
not.
Joking.
Maybe it's falling on deaf
ears.
No,
but I know what
I'm
you mean. I know
that
what you mean.
That's how they make sure
of
people
course.
Don't like you.
Oh,
so that's what they would say.
Oh, no,
maybe
so,
I should say to me. So they go, arrogant comedian JJ Whitehead thinks his jokes are edgy. And then they do the thing, which makes people read it and go, oh, he's arrogant.
They
and then they automatically
a point,
don't like me.
They already give you an
and
opinion.
And that's how I feel
were,
that fra-
yeah,
they
yeah,
framed
exactly.
that lady by throwing
exactly.
these terms at
no,
all.
No, no, and I agree with that.
When
I,
she's just trying to have a discussion.
And I agree with that because a lot of publications, because that's what they do. That's how they, it's
yeah.
about getting clicks and links. And
yeah.
But like, but what I was saying is, like, I was just going on the fact of what she wrote herself. And that's
yeah,
what I was...
But,
and
I'm
again,
saying,
you
we have
you,
to look closer
you have
at
to look
it
closer.
To see if that's the truth, because I don't think it is.
But if it's on quotes, then she said it. Even if she didn't put it on Twitter,
no,
she said it. So if
not,
she said
not
it...
Not with how... Yeah, but with how dirty these journalists
well, I'm just
can
saying,
be
if she didn't
days.
Say it, then that's fucked up. But if she did say it, that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
On her language, which I was like, hey... I agree with you that you're to be uncomfortable, but I don't think, but it's like a nicer,
yeah.
better way to do
I
it.
I have a feeling they're being sneaky. I wouldn't trust it because of that language, because that clip, whenever journalists lead with things like that, I always think they're being sneaky and they're taking liberties in
mm-hmm,
the way they're
mm-hmm.
quoting
yes,
things.
Yes, it's yellow. So, what is it called? Yellow journalism.
Is that what it's called? I didn't know there was a name for it. But
yeah, I think that's what it is. It, you want to... Because I know in Spanish it's amarillista, which is yellow. Like it's that's the type of journalism that just they just want to make an impact. Like they
yeah.
just like it's just it's, sometimes it's not truth. It's just to get you to like.
And it's super annoying. Yeah, super annoying.
Is it?
So yellow journalism and yellow press are American terms for journalism and associated newspapers that present little or no legitimate, well-researched news, while instead
okay.
using eye-catching headlines for
eye-catching
increased
right.
sales.
See, that's
okay.
what it is.
Yeah.
So this is yellow
good.
Journalism.
We just learned. All right. I just learned that. Yeah.
Never heard
know
that
no, I've never heard that term before. I yeah, that's
yeah.
good. That's because
yeah.
that is.
That's a lot.
Now
of
I know what to call it when I see it because I see it all the time.
Yeah, that's all. I love all the tweets.
It happened in our writer's room all the time as well. It happened in our writer's room when I would see an article and
for Jim Jeffries.
And if they for the Jim Jeffries show, if they led with conservative or right wing such and such feels this, and right away to me that always used to
trigger
my skepticism. But some other writers in our room that would trigger their faith, that would trigger their tribalism, and they'd be like, look, he's a right-wing thing and they're posting it in our
they're
and
already
I'm like,
giving
you're
you
fools for falling for that.
They're already giving you an opinion of what you should think about that person without even knowing what they're did or what they're saying
exactly.
or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
No, takes
that's,
a little,
that's not good. Yeah,
yeah. So it takes a little more skepticism, a little more discussion. But this is what we want to do. We want to talk about those kind of issues.
Yeah, so
and
if
you've had,
And then sorry to cut you off, but I was just gonna say, like, if you please, we'd love to hear in the comments when we post clips about this episode of, like, you know, we want to hear your thoughts. It's, again, it's not about being right or wrong. We want to hear, like, because we also. If you have solutions, we love to, if you can share them, and we can, then next time we meet, we can actually say them. And then also
think about the upgrades and stuff, like the upgrade issue, and like, would it be better if airlines, if they want to be so righteous, if they offered obese people an upgrade to the first class?
Of course. And also, if you have other articles or you know, things that you've come across that you want to share with us too, we can discuss it too, you know, something like this article, which is like, it's a great way for, you know, and about talking about traveling, or, you know, and it doesn't have to be about actual just being on a plane. It could be just in a hotel room, you know, when you go to a hotel room, you know, like things that happens, or in a resort, or like traveling as a tourist, you know, there's a lot of things.
Recommendations.
Anything.
When we've had guests, you guys have seen the questions that we ask our guests at the end, and we still are going to keep asking the same questions, like travel advice and where they're from and stuff like that. So if you at any point want to chime in and let us know your opinions on where they're from, etc.
And just quickly, just a reminder, I don't know when this is going to come out, but I'm going to be in Escondido, California, November 11th. and 12th at the Grand Comedy Club. Also in Reno, Nevada, at the Laugh Factory on November 24th to the 27th. And then, and yes, they're all fine. Go to my Instagram website, franciscoiramos.com, for tickets. And I don't know.
Yeah, man. I'm at the Grove Comedy Club in Arkansas in 2 weeks. It's my first ever. Have you been to Arkansas, man?
I think so, but I mean, probably for like a college or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, but
I've never been to Arkansas. All I know is
let
Bill
me tell
Clinton.
You,
Bill Clinton. That's Arkansas, right?
Let me tell you, the way that you look right now, you're gonna fit in very easily.
This has been said to me too often.
Don't worry about it. You're gonna be fine.
But come out and see me in Arkansas. It'll be my first time in your state, and yeah, apparently it'll go fine.
All right. Remember to subscribe, rate our podcast, share it, and see you next time. Bye, Alu.